Living in a village without public safety, there's a feeling of uneasiness. We never know what's going to happen.
Nick Andrews is the tribal administrator in Marshall. It's a tight-knit community of about 500 people, but Andrews says they really need police. He says opioids are becoming a problem. Crimes related to alcohol intoxication increased after Bethel's liquor store opened, and there's been a rise in gun crimes. Andrews can remember five times in the past year when shooters have put Marshall on lockdown.
99% of the time they're intoxicated, enraged. We've had houses being hit with bullets, windows pierced with bullets.
Marshall's residents have started organizing the lockdowns themselves over VHF radios, and there are five young men in town who've taken it upon themselves to help their neighbors.
They have been making citizens' arrests. They have been protecting victims. And these young men aren't vigilantes. These are caring individuals.
They don't have any police training, but they did manage to talk down Marshall's last shooter back in October. Marshall's tribal council unanimously passed a resolution earlier this month, urging Governor Walker to issue an emergency declaration for their region. They hope to generate enough resources to get some law enforcement in the village. It was Andrew's idea.
We're caught in the perfect storm. Funding, lagging tribal justice programs, and the regional nonprofit with its own issues.
There are different kinds of law enforcement that operate in the villages, each financed by a different governing body. All of them are underfunded. Marshall's nearest trooper post is a few communities away in St. Mary's, and the weather can delay troopers for days.
I think there should be a trooper or two in every community.
Walt Monaghan is Alaska's Commissioner of Public Safety. He says the state just doesn't have the money to do this, and it's struggling to find enough applicants for existing trooper positions as it is. Another law enforcement option is a Village Public Safety Officer, or VPSO, which Marshall could get through their regional nonprofit, the Association of Village Council Presidents. But according to Alvin Jimmy, who runs that program, the state only awarded funding for 10 VPSO positions there this year, and the region has 56 villages. Marshall doesn't have any tribal police officers. Its tribes are just beginning to set up their justice system now. And as a municipality, Marshall could employ a village police officer, but it would use state money to fund that position, and state money is drying up. Over the past two decades, Marshall has managed to get a village police officer or a VPSO two or three times, says Nick Andrews, but they've always left within a year. In a small town with a high crime rate, AVCP's Alvin Jimmy says the job can burn officers out.
There'll be times you'll be dealing with your best friends. That's the biggest thing that I stress out, is that if they ever do become VPSOs, don't expect a lot of friends.
Jimmy encouraged applicants who want to become VPSOs to give him a call and get their applications in. In Marshall, residents are on edge, as Nick Andrews knows all too well. His own daughter was assaulted in town by a man named Leon Edwards last January, and Andrews ran to Edwards' house and fought him off himself.
I'm cornered. If anything was to happen to me, nobody would have known anything at that hour.
The troopers were called in to investigate, and Leon Edwards was charged with six counts of assault. But a week before our interview, Andrews was still running into Leon Edwards in the village.
I was on alert. I have to be friendly, you know, hi, hello, here's my guns.
He points to his muscles. The troopers haven't arrested Edwards yet. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says they've been to Marshall several times, but they haven't been able to take Edwards into custody. So for now, the community copes as best it can. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Cotsarillas.